Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS, 647 now. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Three big things. Governor Kelly sends 300 Kansas National Guard troops to Washington to help with security next week. FBI warns of possible violence in all 50 state capitals during inauguration week. President-elect Biden unveils pandemic relief plan with a $2 trillion price tag. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I've gotten a couple of more calls from the traffic trackers out there who are reporting those snow flurries that we're hearing about. So, yeah, we've got some snow here in the Wichita area. Doesn't really seem to be accumulating just yet, but good idea to be extra careful out there on the roadways this morning. And we did see a tweet from Trooper Ben, Kansas Highway Patrol.
Trooper Ben.
Yeah. And he said, this is interesting, leave just a little bit early, drive just a little bit slower, it's, and then in all caps, it's windy. So, it's very windy out there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy, windy, with a chance for flurries today and a high of 39 degrees. Yesterday's high 42. Red flag wind warning in effect today. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 25. Saturday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 45 degrees. Now cloudy. Northwest wind gusting to 33 miles per hour, 37 degrees. Don Grant, CFP, the money checker.
Yes, sir.
Did you see any flurries? You just came in the door.
I saw no flurries whatsoever.
No flurries.
It was flurryless. Flurryless.
All right. Steve and Ted poll question. January, National Soup Month. Which is your favorite? And we have five choices. Don Grant. Now, this is on our webpage, by
Don
the way.
Don Grant soup?
No. By the way, it's on our webpage, KNSSradio.com.
Okay.
Don Grant, what do you think is number one?
I would say like probably something like chicken noodle.
You're going chicken noodle?
Yeah. Right.
Minestrone's coming in at zero.
Okay.
I love minestrone. Tomato soup's at 13%.
Okay.
Chicken noodle's at 27%.
Uh-oh, it's not the highest.
Clam chowder, 27%. They're tied.
Okay, okay.
Number one at 33%, potato soup.
Really? I mean, I like it and everything, but I don't think of it as the most common soup out there.
What's your favorite? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not the most common, but our people in our webpage say that potato soup. If you can get it homemade like my wife makes it and my grandmother used to make it, pretty good stuff.
Tasty stuff, huh?
Yeah. All right, we had down close on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks finishing lower as investors await President-elect Joe Biden's pandemic aid proposal to jumpstart the economy, and they also digested a bleak report on the jobs front. 965,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week for its highest level in nearly 5 months, reflecting rising layoffs amid a winter surge in coronavirus cases. The Dow winners today, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Microsoft, and McDonald's. In General Motors shares jumping over 6% to hit a record close, stretching their winning streak to a fourth session on optimism about the automaker's electric vehicle push. The Dow falling 69 points, the Nasdaq down 16, S&P 500 down 14. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Cheapest states in which to live.
Yes.
Don Grant, CFP, he is the money tracker to tell us all about it.
I'm tracking the money all
Good morning,
these days.
Tracker.
I would never, ever talk anyone out of living in the great state of Kansas.
Oh, no.
But the cheaper it costs to live, the greater amount of cash flow you'll have to spend on other things. So whether it's to get the best value or to relocate closer to friends and family, the Census Bureau reports that half a million 65ers have relocated. And there are, and here are some of the least expensive states. Zipia is a career research site that has come up with a way to measure the cheapest states for retirees. They look at the median cost of home ownership, monthly Medicare Advantage plans costs, and the average cost of living for an average household. The 10th cheapest state is Tennessee. It's an income tax-free state, average home about $159,000, and monthly Medicare plans about $45. An average household will spend about $47,000 a year to live. Rounding out the next four states down to the top five is Alabama, next door in Missouri, with a median income costing about $151,000, and Medicare Advantage plans at $43 a month. Comfortable income for a household is about $46,000. Number seven is Kentucky, followed by Louisiana. Then at number five is Indiana. As we get into the top four least expensive states for retirees, West Virginia, where the median home costs about $115,000. Medicare is about $60 a month, and household cost of living is nearly $45,000. Just south of us, Oklahoma, that's close, where Medicare Advantage plans average less than $49 a month. The cost of living for a household is less than $47,000, and the median home value is about $131,000. The second cheapest state for retirees is Arkansas, followed by Mississippi as the least expensive state for retirees. Mississippi is the hospitality state, and they boast a median cost for a home at about $114,000, low property taxes, Medicare Advantage plans at about $39 per month, and a household would need just $46,000 to cover their expenses. If you have any questions, give me a call, 634-2222.
I don't know if you said that Kansas probably comes in right smack dab in the middle someplace.
It's higher than the top 10 cheapest, and some of that has to do with taxes. Medical care is a little higher in some areas, and the housing cost is not as cheap as some of the other states.
So if I'm going to live cheaply, I'm going to retire to either Oklahoma or Mississippi then, huh?
For the top two, yeah, but Missouri was in there.
The show me state.
I want Steve to go to Mississippi. I picture him basically in a Colonel Sanders outfit on some veranda.
Eating shrimp.
Yeah.
And fried chicken. Yeah.
You forgot the mint julep.
This is mighty good.
I forgot the mint julep.
And the mint julep.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Today is, on a serious note, today is National Bagel Day.
This was completely serious.
National Bagel Day.
Uh-oh.
That's pretty good. You've got to. I like them with the cream cheese smeared all over them.
Yeah,
but otherwise, there's not much reason to eat them, as far as I'm concerned. What do you guys think?
Well, it's a form of bread.
Yeah,
they're good for a sandwich. You know, sometimes
they're kind of hard to chew, though. You know,
a friend of mine from the East Coast says what we eat here are not bagels.
Yeah.
They say they're hard rolls.
I don't doubt that. So, what's a real bagel in that one?
Well, see, I'm from Kansas. I don't think I know.
Hmm.
Well,
but I think they're different on the East Coast.
I think you can find good ones around here, you know, that are properly made, because what they do is they boil them.
Yeah.
You know, and that I think that adds to the chewiness.
Kind of, yeah. Chewy.
You know?
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but there's some decent bagels.
Bagel day. Thank you, guys. 6:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, all the news on KNSS. Biden spells out pandemic relief plan. That story coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.